Simin Kuf Talivov, Sif Beis, Beis Hashem through Sif Tef. The Mechaber says, Rosi Yemecha Bavar Apostko Bei Bayim, Tzricha Liv Degasma Bemaich Dofum, Kshi Hashem Ko Ben Hashmosha. The Mo adds, Bidi Yevid in Bodka Atma, Samach Le Ben Hashmosha, Yis Amos Atma Tahiro, Afa Pish Loi Ha Yemoich Etza Ko Ben Hashmosha, Yis Tagi. The Mechaber seems to pass in like the Chachomim, that you're allowed to be Bodek on every day, except for Yom Rishon, and the Beis Yosef brings down from the Ramban that just means that you're not allowed to be Beidik on Yom Rishon without a Hefsek Tayr. But if it's Yodel Ben Yenea Kol Ben Hashmashis, then the whole chash of why you shouldn't be able to be Beidik on Yom Rishon is maybe because since it was Huchzak Omayna Pasuach Hayom, since she started seeing today, therefore there's a chash that even if she does Hefsek Tayr, she's going to still see again afterwards. In a case where she does a Maich Dachuk, there's no such chash. We know for sure that the day ended and the first day started without her seeing, because she had a bedik inside the entire time. The Ramah, on the other hand, Kinira, holds, like the Rajba says, the Rajba passes like Rebbe, that there's no chilik between Mali Yom Sheni, Mali Yom Rishon, that there's no chilik between the first day and the second day. And the same way that you could do a bedikah Shachris on the second day or third or fourth day, so too on the first day. The problem is that the Ramah doesn't say you could do a bedikah Shachris. If he's going like the Rajba, then why does he say that b'di'evit, if you did it in a mincha l'mayla, l'chari, you should have to do dafka b'dikah shachris? And if you look at the Sidri Tari, it's taka matmiya on the Ramah. And he says, anybody that holds that you're not allowed to do b'dikah shachris, also holds you're not allowed to do b'dikah mincha l'mayla. So there's no such shita really in the Rishonim that holds that you're able to do it on a Yom Rishon only min a mincha l'mayla. Either it's mutter even b'shachris, or it's aser unless you do a ma'ich dochu. And the Meila, he names on the Halacha, as does the Chavez Das, and the Chochma Sodom, the Grain and the Chavez Das, that, like the Machaber, that in a Hanami one should, if one has a Re'ias Yoim Echod, then he should dafka do a Moiches Ma'akiv, it has to be Yodea Ben Yenea Ben Hashmashis. How do we pass in Halacha L'Maiso? So L'chatchila in a Hanami, the Ilim is Machmer to do like the Machaber. If there's a Re'ias Yoim Echod, then it's not so common, as we'll see in a minute. But if there's Mamash Ariyas Yom Echod, then, and she wants to do Hefsek Tayr on that day, then she should do it with a Meich Dochuk. However, Shevet Levi brings down from Lechem Esimla, if you look at the Lechem Esimla inside, Lechem Esimla is Marech, to show that it's not so Pashup that you need a Meich Dochuk. There it says, B'di'eved, Im Asa Ker Aramah, Ein Masrichan, B'di'eved, Ein Masrichan, Yisrael. You did like the Aramah, that you were Baidik, Min Amin Cholamayla, and Yitaka, did not do a Meich Dochuk, b'di'eved ein masrich and so we would be mekel b'di'eved lechatzchila to be machmer, but b'di'eved l'mayt of the Ramah is mekel, and therefore we have a Rashba who's even mekel weiter, even b'dikah shach. Well, le'alach l'mayt we have a Ramah that's mekel. The shach seems to be mekel also in Sif Katan Aleph. In Sif Aleph he quotes this Ramah, this mechaber Ramah, and he's not mechalik. Maybe he's going to Mechaber. Not such a Raya. Not a Raya. The Ramah, I mean, he doesn't say anything over here on the Ramah. That's the biggest Raya L'chira. However, L'chatchilo or Machmer by Arias Yom Echod, B'di'eved, we are Mekel. However, the Chiddush that the Chavez Das says, the Chavez Das has a Chiddush that B'zmanenu, every day is Arias Yom Echod. Every day that she sees is a Chashash of Arias Yom Echod. That means that if a woman sees for 5 days, we have to really be worried that day 1, 2, 3, and 4 was really Dam Toyar. Because we're not Malchim between Dam Toyar and Dam Tameh. Kum Toyar said the first day that was really Dam Tameh was day 5. So her Mokar was Niftach on day 5. And therefore she should need, at any time that she's doing a Badika Seftik Tayra, on the day that she saw, we have to be Choshesh that really Tariyas Yom Echod. And she's Mechoyev to do a Moich Dochuk. What's that? Oh. So la'alach la'mayis, we're not machmer like this, and not only that, the Lechem Esimla says, like you're tining, that even if it's noniach, like he says, that the Metzias taka was that the first 4 days was dam tar, and the last day was dam tamei, but since all dam comes from the makar, it's all mayin achas, the mele was niftach makar at the beginning for the dam tar, and therefore it wasn't niftach mayona hayoim on the fifth day. And therefore, we don't have to worry that it's considered a Riyas Yom Echod, or Mayim is already Niftach beforehand. Even Lefi the Chavez Das, we don't have to worry about it because it's Taka, the Mayin was niftach 4 days ago, not today. Not with the dam tami. B'meila, we're not machmer to be rechen every day that she sees as a chash rishon. However, if she does a hefsek tayra on a rishon, then we're lechatchila machmer, like the Mechaber says, and many of the G'dayi L'Echarnim go, to do b'dika only with a meich dochuk. But d'yevet, if you did it min amincha l'mayla, it's okay. Now, what's considered a riyas yoy mechon? What's a riyas yoy mechon that we have to be chayshish for? So the nice thing Kalim point out that it's not really so nagea for us, because we always count 5 days before we count Zayin Akim. So most people are not doing hefsek tayra on the first day. You have to wait anyhow another four days till you can start counting Zayin Akim. So where is it nagea? They say it's nagea by Akala, by Tavuli Inase, it's nagea. It's nagea by in the middle of Zayin Akim, where she doesn't have to wait 5 days. And it's nagea, says the Shach, it would be nagea possibly. He says, by Kesem, he says, he's mitzadid, that it would not be negea. He says, it's interesting lesson that the Shach says. Says, v'nirli denafkamin al hecha dechaz v'ras v'seichim yasviro, v'kivin shalei ras arakim echad b'me yasviro, v'dika shachar shalei mahani. Avol b'dieved, afilu b'dieved, avol lo ras arak kesem, efshal hako b'im b'me yasviro, b'im b'tchila. It's mashma that he says that if all she sees is a kesem, then she can be mekel, whether she's in the middle of Zayin Akim or batchila. What does it mean, batchila? Batchila means that she doesn't have to wait 5 days, she's allowed to do b'dika right away. If you look at the shach later on in the simen, we'll see in Sif Yud, it sounds that even by a kesem, he's choshish, that we have to wait 5 days, if you're aleph, we have to wait 5 days. So what does it mean, bein batchila? Now those that are matcha, that part is Yomayna wants to taina, that bein batchila means that if she wants to do a hefsek tayra on the first day of after she saw a kesem, she would not have to do a meich, even though she only plans on counting for 4 days later. In a chanami, she's not counting now, she's counting later, but nevertheless, with a kesem, you could be meikol. And the reason is because it wasn't hufsek omayin apasuach. That's the svara. What happens if she finds what's considered a ri'ah? In the middle of Zayin Akim, she sees. What's that considered? Let's say she did a bedika and her bedika came out no good. Is that considered a riyah? It's chutzani is machmir. Nigris Maisha says that's not considered a riyah. We don't reckon that to be considered hufsek omayin apasuach, even though there's a chashash argosho. We say that it came from the makar. Well, the chur, it's not considered hufsek omayin apasuach, especially if you found just a little bit on an aid. We wouldn't reckon that to be considered hufsek omayin apasuach, that we need a meich dochuk. In kimdumani, that is the minig ha'olam. The olam does not do a meich dochuk every time that a bedika comes out no good and they want to start again. You start again even without a meich dochuk. Let's say she gets a proper ri'iyah. So, at what point do we consider it a ri'iyah se'mechen? Let's say she does hefsek tayra after 5 days, and then on day 6 she starts seeing again. Is that considered as if she started seeing again, or is that just a hemshech of the 5 days? She punk got a hefsek tayra in between, but be'etzem she didn't stop count. She didn't stop bleeding from the first time. So those that are machmer, chachani kimdumani is machmer. However, I think most poskim are makel that if she sees on the first day that it's not a problem, we consider it to be a hemshech. Not only that, levushei oiz, Rabbi Israel says that the minig in Yerushalayim used to be, not clear, there is a minig Yerushalayim anymore, minig Yerushalayim used to be that anything that she sees within the Zayin Akim is all considered a hemshech of the same vest. Which misvar happens to make a lot of sense. Doesn't make sense that she's mamish having, she had a riyah and then she stopped and she's having a proper riyah again within the days of prat that she's yamim, that she should be misulekas damim in the middle of most of the days. She would become a zava. It's not really considered. It wouldn't be considered a new riyah. This is not like the shach. The shach is lahedya that if she has a riyah in the Zayin Akim, that would be a riyah siyam echad. Sorry. When would be negeh? It would be negeh in a case, when would ever be negeh? It would be negeh if she had a ri'iyah only for 1 day. I have to wait 5 days. It would be talking about a case where Shitaka was a mutter. Her husband was out of town for the last 2 weeks. He went to China, wherever he went, and therefore she wasn't tevil. So when she wasn't tevil, she was tummy the entire time, and she had a ri'iyah for 1 day. Such a case, that's when she would have, that's when it would be negeh according to him, b'chara. That would be the case. What? Fakir, that's even more reasons. According to the Mechaber, it's more reasons why you would have to go. For sure, the feast of Yud Gimel, right at the end. The Lamaisa, Reb Berkowitz holds that if she was clean for 3 days and then she started again, that would be considered a Re'iyah. It would have to be a proper Re'iyah L'chera. Yesh La'ayin, whether or not 5 or 6 Krisim, even though we're Choshish for Agosh, is that Mamash considered a Re'iyah? That would be considered a Re'iyah Siyam Echod. It would have to be a lot of Dam, which is not so common. It's more common after birth. That's pretty common that a woman will start Zayinikim and in the middle of the Zayinikim she'll see again. Very common. That, Reb Berkowitz says, until she goes to the mikveh the first time, after birth, it's all considered hemshech of the birth. And that's usually what happens. She gets clean for a few days, and then Zayinikim, it could be Zayinikim until day 7, bang, then it starts again, bechulu. That's all considered hemshech of the birth. That would not be considered a new re'iyah. You would not have to do a moich tochuk. So it would only be, l'chor, according to him, if you had a proper re'iyah past the 3rd day, then you'd have to worry, which, that's not very common. Lechatchilo like the Mechaber, b'di'evid like the Ramah. If she just gave birth, then she really should not be doing a Moich Tochuk. That's the truth. Because it's, anyhow, she wouldn't be doing it. We're saying she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to. Let's say she saw at night. Is that considered a Riyas Yom Echad? She wants to do, is it only if she saw it during the daytime hours, then she wants to do Hefsek Tayar? But if she saw the night beforehand, she only saw at night and then she stopped. Is that considered a Riyas Yom Echad? That's also Machlekes Preskis Manenu, whether or not that's considered a Riyas Yom Echad. The Shevet Levi says, Yesh Lahachmir. It's a little bit of a chiddush that we're chayshish if she saw at night that she's going to be Choyz of Araya up until Shkiyas Achama. However, if she saw 10 minutes before Shkiyas Achama, then we're not chayshish that she does a bedika, she's going to be see the next night. It's a little bit of a chiddush. However, that's where he's chayshish. Reb Berkowitz was Mako with regard to this. And it's not that common that a woman should know that she saw, that she only sees at night, and she know that she only saw at night, because usually if she woke up, she has no idea when she saw. Could be she saw in the morning. She saw, woke up and saw that she already got her vest. It has to be that she saw a little bit at night before she went to sleep. It's basically the only case that we have this case. And Lamaisa, we have our Masavi, so that's Mekel. L'chor, certainly, we have a Machlaikis over here, we'd be able to be Mekel. It's the last case that's a nidain that the Achrenim are ma'ur that Taisvis on the Samachesim and Bey says that even if it's not a Bedikas Yerim Rishon, even if it's not a Riyas Yerim Rishon, but if a woman wants to do a Hesek Tyra, if a woman wants to do a Hefsek Tayro, Taisva says, a woman that wants to do a Hefsek Tayro on any day that she saw, let's say she saw for 3 days, even if you don't go like the Chiddush of the Chavis Das, that day 3 we have to be Choshish is really day 1. But still, since she saw on that day, Taisva's Shita is, she can only do a Bedikas Hefsek Tayro and a Minchu Lamayla. This is not mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam does not mention this, Halacha, and therefore, it's not clear how we would pass on the halacha. The mechaber, it's not clear at all. The mechaber says that im tira beizar gimel yamim upaska milirais boidekas biyom shepaska. She's boidek on the day that she stopped. Kadesh atirte betaru b'digazutia samach levin hashmashu. It sort of sounds like that if you're doing a bediko on the day that you stopped, the bediko has to be samach levin hashmashu. Maybe he's just telling you though, it's a tayv, that's mechatchila, that's when it's supposed to be, but it's not ma'akiv. The Maisa, the Sidri Taro, the Chavis Das, the Chochmas Adam, the Halacha goes that Sidri Taro, I think, is Matcha at the end of the day. The Chavis Das and the Chochmas Adam, they go that if a woman sees any day that a woman wants to do Hefsek Taro, even if it's day 5, she wants to do Hefsek Taro, if she saw earlier that day, she can only do it in a Mincha L'mayla. Which would mean the woman that's going to work in the afternoon or she's going to be on the train, whatever it is, she has to find out some way that she lechatchila to be able to do a bedika min amincha lamayla, and she shouldn't do one in the morning. Now, if it's a shas adchak, then that would be like a bedieved. We would be saying lechatchila the paiskim are machmer to try to do it min amincha lamayla. However, bedieved shas adchak then we have what to rely on. The Shita Sarama, Tasa Shelas Chacham, but Lachari should be able to do it in the morning. That's the faith. As long as Lachari would have to be enough, that would be considered a Riyah. Lachari. Little drops, then there wouldn't be matama, there wouldn't be a ria, that wouldn't be considered a ria. That wouldn't be enough to be machzik or ma'ana pesuach, maybe it wouldn't be considered. Yeah, it's even less of a, more of a tzad to be making. A ria on a eid b'dika is not considered a ria to be machzik or as ma'ana pesuach. She would be able to do a hefzik afterwards. That's Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, Mechaber says, "V'yim shebesekas meliris ubedekas atzma ka'omer." On the day she doesn't have sektara, till bash cholak avadiklo, chain by kesem, ubalayla tosim tadina ma'medukim miksamim miyam amachras taschlis b'shivas shivanikim. She doesn't have sektara before shkia, and the following day she starts counting her zainikim. Now she has to put on, says Mechaber, put on clean clothing, begodim ha'medukim miksamim, and Sadinim ha'medukim miksamim. Interestingly enough, it does not say that they have to be white. They just have to be clean. Even though in the Beis Yosef he quoted the Rekeach that says that they should be white, he does not mention that over here. The Rama, right afterwards, does mention it. And that's where it comes from to do levonim. Min ha'koshuk she'isha paitzekes batara, she'tirchash ve'leveshes levonim. She wears white clothing. It sounds like it's not a mikra adin. It's a mini kosher. Then he says, "Amnam loy rochzarak panel shomata daibekach." Sounds like that you have to do it. Not exactly clear. Is it a din? Is it a lechatchila? Is it ma'akev b'di'eved? Lamaisa, the reason why the pesukim say that you should wear white begadim is because if a woman has hargasha, she should know whether or not what came out is done. To have a bedika to know that your zayin nikim are nikim is only if you're able to tell what came out. If you're not able to tell what came out, then it would not be considered Nikim. Now, what happens if a woman has a lot of Ksamim and there's no way for her to get tar because she keeps on seeing? Can she be Mekel to wear Tzivayim? It says the Sheva Levi, in certain cases we would be Mekel. Obviously this should be asked to Rav beforehand. It says, however, without a special extenuating circumstances, one should not wear Tzivayim. B'di'eved, if she did b'shoigig, even if she had a kesem, we're going to be mekel. Even though it would be a kesem which is big enough to get her out, had she be wearing levonim. If b'shoigig l'maisa, she did it. However, if it's not b'shoigig, if a woman samzei just wants to wear tzivayim, the din is like there. It's a din this minute. It's a mini kosher, and she should wear levonim. Now the question is, why if a woman's having a problem with samim? So then forget Tzivayinim. Why can't she put on a pad? Put on a pad. It's white. You don't have the issue that it's not white. You know exactly what color it is. But it's not Mekabel Tuma. Does it say anywhere that women have to wear begadim that are Mekabel Tuma? L'chor, there's no Inyan during the Zayin Nikim. We're not trying to get her out. Are we trying to make a woman tummy during Zayin Nikim? The Pasha is not. We're not trying to make her tummy. We want to know if she's seeing dam, what color the dam is. However, we're not trying to make her tummy. So you're right, I shouldn't be wearing tzivayim because I won't be able to tell what came out. However, why can I wear something which is white and it's not makabel tuma? So it could be that the pesukim didn't talk about this because they understood that anything which is, even if it's synthetic, but if it's once it's made into a beged, there's some shittas that hold that way, then it's already makabel tuma. However, bismaneinu, we have pads. There's some people say that if you stick the pad on, it becomes tough to the beged, and therefore it's not therefore it's makabel tuma, or it's sitting on top of something which is makabel tuma, like the sidur tara we mentioned in the past. But many places say that we pashas don't go like that to Jutara. And Befras, if you don't take the pad and stick it down to the begodim, then lachur, it shouldn't be tuffel at all. That's how many places go. That even if you hold that, sticking it on is tuffel. But if you don't stick it on, it wouldn't be considered tuffel. The lachur, what's the problem? Why shouldn't we be able to put on a beged which is not makabel tuma? Lachur, you should be able to put on a pad. That should help. It's not exactly clear. I don't have a good answer to this question. It seems like it's a chelik of the minig. If you look at B'kiva Eger, he's really quoting a rush. It says in Sif Dalid, Every day during Zayin Nikim she has to be Baidik Lechatchila, says the Rebbe Kiva Eiger, Atma Vechaluka, herself and her Cholik. There's a din to check the Cholik. We would have thought, if she had Argosha, then you want to know what went on. But there's no din Lechatchila to check the Cholik. Why should you check the Cholik? For Ksamim, what are we checking for? Why do I have to be Choshish? What exactly am I checking for? The truth is that there's a very big Chiddush in the Chavetz Chaim. Here in Kuf Tzadi Vav Tzav Katan Gimel, he says, why are we doing bedikas during Zayin Nikiyim? If it's to check for dam shebab argasha, then you don't have to do a bedika. You can feel that it was bab argasha. LMI, what we're checking for is for dam shebab shaleba argasha. We're checking for dam that came out without argasha. On a daraisa level, during Zayin Nikiyim, dam shebab shaleba argasha is saifimi daraisa. I don't know if the Eilim remembers, maybe the Eilim didn't see. The very first Akiva Eger in Timikuf Pei Gimel clears the Shaila. The Shach seems to say that if you didn't have Argosh, you're not telling me the Raisa, you're only telling me the Rabbanon. Sounds like, oh, says Akiva Eger, Mashma the Gamkin ain't a Soyser. It's Mashma that it's not Soyser, even me the Raisa. Not like this Chavez Das. And the Sidri Tarek of Tzadidal, Akiva Eger spoke too. That hold that it could be that a Re'iyah, even Shalei Bargosha, it says to me the Raisa because it's not a Yerim which is Naki. You're right, you didn't have Argosha, but it's not a Yerim which is Naki, and therefore it says to me the Raisa. If that would be the case, then I can understand why we're looking for Ksamim. Bechulu, because it's not a Yerim which is Naki. And it wouldn't help you the fact that it's a Dover Shein Makabal Tumma. Because Ksamim, even on Dover Shein Makabal Tumma, is going to be says to me the Raisa. However, Lalacha, we do not pask in this way. And if you see a kesem which is less than a gris, we're telling in a machoilis, even on Levanim. We're not choishish for the raisa. It's not seiser. So it's not exactly clear why the poiskim would be machmer in such a case, but certainly b'shas atchak, that's probably the best way to go. That way you still be mekayim the din of Levanim, and you would get out of the issue of ksamim. Because of what? If it was dam shaloi bargasha, so what are we worried about? What do I have to be choshish for? If shuri is a problem, there is a generally, we're not choshish if there's no argasha. It could be in a chanami, like you're saying. It could be like you're saying that we have to know for sure that it's minus also. The fact that we have samim, at least on a derabbanim dika level, we don't look at the minus also. And therefore you have to be breathing. That still wouldn't answer why can't I allow you to get out of if, as long as it's not Soyser Midaraisa and it's a Darshan Makabal Tumah, so then the Ksamim are not if it's not a Daraisa. It's working with Anocha that it's not a Daraisa, so then why can I do it in an Eifin that there won't be Ksamim? That's always a question. Whoever you're gonna get out of all Ksamim, you'll have to get out of this also. I want to say we're more machmer when Yeshia is a cheskes tumah than a cheskes tara. Lamaisa, we're not machmer on pachz michagrias even on levanim.
What's considered a circumstance that
very often, if a woman is on pills, ukidema, or she's nursing, it's very possible that she'll be staining in an oifen that she can't get through the Zayin Nikiyim. Therefore, she gets to day 4 and then she sees again. She gets to day 3 and then she sees. Gets to day 6 and then she sees. She keeps on being seiser in the middle.
To be able.
That's hakolafi ra'is enei amir, and other things. It really depends on the situation. If it's after birth and she hasn't been mutter for 2 months, then there's much more makom to be meikol. If she's v'kulu, depending on the situation. If they were just on birth control for the last 4 months and they were mutter and now they're off, you give them another 3 days to see. Depends on what the situation is and the people. In the Chanami, every person can be mashu. But no. That which we say that you need a sadinim, most poiskis, my name, say that you do not have to do this nowadays because women wear underwear. And therefore there's no tzad that's going to bypass her undergarment and go to the tzadim. However, Paiskim do bring it down. Ramayshu was choshish that maybe Taka, her beged, is going to move a little bit. And the dam will be able to dribble out the side. Therefore, it is kedai to do it. I'll submit in kosher. Some people bring it down. The Shevet Alevi brings it down. If you went to somebody's house for Shabbos and you forgot to bring a white sheet, you do not have to ask them. Not ma'akev be'etem. However, as the minig of Yisrael, there is such a minig to do it. It's not ma'akev l'maisa according to most praiskim. There are those that even wear white pajamas. I guess Pashas, they would wear white clothing during the day also, if it wouldn't be so embarrassing. But that's also not maker adin for the same reason. Now, the minig kosher is k'shishu p'sekes b'tarish atir choyt, that she should wash herself. Why does she have to wash herself beforehand? What's the inyan to wash herself? If you look at the praiskim, it seems that there's two different reasons. One for a benefit and one for a detriment. The first one is for her benefit. If she's going to be, find the kesem in the middle of, let's say she looks down at her leg, day one after she did a hefsek tahara, she sees she has a kesem on her leg, then she's going to say, oyvei, where did this kesem come from? Maybe I was over b'shuk shal tabachim. Day one, I can't be tailor, as we'll see in Sif Yud. You can't be tailor the first few days. Since you can't be tailor, she's going to get out because of a kesem that was really there from beforehand. Wash yourself beforehand to make sure she has no dam that's left over from beforehand. That way she won't bang into any dam, not with bedikos, not with ksamim, and become tame because of dam that was really there from beforehand. That's the tevasa. That's the teresa shlomo says. According to this svara, l'chayr, if she didn't do it, so then she didn't lose out. Especially if she didn't find any dam, who cares? L'chayr, it shouldn't be ma'akib b'diyah. The Sidre Torah brings down, and this is how the Levush goes also, that's a chash faker. What happens on day four when you start being telik summon? What's going to be if you didn't wash yourself and you find the kesem? You're going to say, oh, must have been, I didn't wash myself. It came from beforehand. And therefore you're going to be tailored in your main nido, even though really it came now. So therefore we tell you, wash yourself, that way you don't have any clias that are shalikid in. And we're going to get you out, Kilo. We're going to be matamar if she has a dam. But that's really what it is. The kesem came afterwards, didn't come beforehand. Therefore, we tell her to wash herself. L'chera, even lefidus, if she didn't wash herself and she didn't find any ksamim and everything hakol over b'sholim, she got to resign a kiyum. L'chera, there shouldn't be any issue. However, though, those that are choishish, that once it became a din, then a person should not do it. Should not. Start her Zayin Akim without washing herself. And if she does, there's a chash that Shevet Levi brings down. If she did it b'shof nefesh, or if she didn't wash herself, she didn't put on migdei levonim, then maybe we're going to knas her if she did it b'mezid. Certainly if it was b'shoigig, not. But it is certainly a mini kosher that the Olam is noig. And therefore, even though it seems that l'chor b'dievet, it should not be ma'akiv, nevertheless, certainly, there's a din lechatchila ad kedei kach that they bring down, as we saw in the Atzilavoynis, that Jutara brings down from the Madani Melech, that if a woman has no water wherever she is, and she wants to wash herself, at least use either miraglayim or reik or something. Nowadays, maybe baby wipes you could use also. Maybe not as good, a little bit, especially if it has alcohol. But there's always usually something that a woman could use, even if she's at work. Take a second to wash yourself with a baby wipe, then lechatchila she definitely should do that. Or use reik, as the praiskim say, just mimikayim the minig. What does she have to wash? So some people say you're supposed to do a full bath. Not exactly clear why you would have to do that. Why should she have to do the top half of her body? Most praiskim seem to understand that it's the bottom half of their body, and that's what it sounds like. Even the bottom half of your body would only have to be l'chur, what's connected based on torfa. It wouldn't have to be the entire thing. But what's makiv b'di'evit only is mamish panim shamata oisamokrim. That's the only thing which is l'maisa ma'akiv. Now, the praiskim say that a woman should wait. This is not found in the Noisei Kelim or in the Gedolei Achronim, really. However, the praiskim is manenu say, k'nira they nem dom kipshutai, that this is the metziyah. And that is that after a woman washes herself out, she should wait, generally the place can say 15 minutes, before she does the hefsek tahara. The reason is because maybe she washed out everything in the area, and she quickly did a bedikah afterwards, and therefore, even though she didn't really stop, but she didn't find anything, because she did a bedikah so quickly after she washed herself. The same would apply if she did a bedikah and it came out no good. She should also wait, she just cleaned everything out, she should also wait in the chatchila 15 minutes. This is a din lechatchila b'di'evet b'pashas na ma'akiv. I did see Reb Berkowitz holds that if you don't have 5 minutes, then you shouldn't do it lechatchila. However, b'di'eved, even if you did it, even if you waited 30 seconds, which is generally, I don't think you could do a b'dika faster than that after you did the first b'dika or after you washed yourself out, then you're okay. Now, the pashtus is because generally the body excretes liquids just about at all times. When a woman goes to bodeket, besides the fact that she checks to see if she has a makah, almost always she writes, ha-hafrasha me'arechem nikiya. I saw what I saw coming out of the rechem was clean. If she sees that it's not clean, then it's not a problem. But she also writes, in addition to the fact that found the petza, it makes sense that the dam didn't come from the rechem, because whatever is coming out of the rechem is naki, is clean. There's always things that are coming out of the rechem. So mainly, even if you washed yourself out, lamaisa b'di'eved, if she was still seeing, she would see 30 seconds or even a minute later of b'pashtus, and therefore, b'di'eved certainly, she would be able to do a b'dika. I think there are other places that say that lamaisa, if shitaka doesn't have, even if she doesn't have 5 minutes, if she did a b'dika, she doesn't have time, she should do another b'dika right then if she would like to. Lechatchila, a woman should start at least a half an hour, 45 minutes beforehand to do her hefzik tahara, wash herself, that she should know that she has a chance to do at least one b'dika, at least two b'dikas if she needs to. Like we mentioned in the past, more than three b'dikas she should not do in one day, just for the sake of her, all the rest of the b'dikas that she's going to do over the course of the next 7 days and the rest of her life. She shouldn't call herself pisayim. However, two b'dikas, very often it's common that there is tak a little bit left on that hefzik tahara and you cleaned it out, wait 10 minutes and you're okay. Therefore, it is kedai to start enough time beforehand that she has time to do b'dikas and with calmly and without hurting herself. What's that? I don't find that the earlier person said it. No, the question was it nemdon kipshutai that you have to wait a little bit even without saying it? Because since you washed it out, can you every time before Zainikim, wash it out, take a douche and wash out the area beforehand. Before she does it, she's spotting. So every time, right before Zainikim, in every day of Zainikim, she wants to do b'dika in the morning, wash it out. Well?
Maybe there's something good that you take and
I didn't see anything. What after b'chishish? I'm talking Zainikim, no? What after b'chishish? I didn't see anything. Wash it out and do b'dika. What then? Maybe they're washing out the dam that's there now. That's true. Everybody has the truth about that. Whether or not we'll have to see that. But v'pashtus, if you're washing out the whole area, you're being chashish. So that's the difference between Zainikim and Hefzik Tahara. Hefzik Tahara, we're looking for the dam afterwards, not the dam that was there from beforehand. But Kinira, the Pesachim understood that you don't have a raya from the fact that you got 1 second that was clean. You want to see, it could be that in Echanami, anything that was there from beforehand, you taka washed away, and this 1 second, no dam came out. But if you wait 5 minutes, you'd see that she's still seeing. It's not a raya that she stopped seeing because you got 1 second that she's not seeing. It's a raya for the fact that for the last 15 minutes she didn't see anything. That's more of the raya. The last halach of Sif Gimel is Hesach Hadas. The Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Miltzaka of a woman that she started over her Zainikim because of a Kesem, and then somebody told her she has to wait 5 days, and she started waiting 5 days. Somebody told her she doesn't have to wait 5 days, so she wanted to go back and start again. The shayla is, during those days that she thought she wasn't counting Zainikim, do those days count bechlal as Zainikim or not? The Miltzaka says that itaka doesn't count, and he gives two reasons why it doesn't count. First of all, kiman shalei kivna b'misbar hayama b'ezi yama mihem loy alulah. She wasn't counting bechlal the days. She didn't even know she's in Zainikim. Even if you don't hold the Torah lefaneinu, they have to do b'dika every day. You have to at least know you're in Zainikim, he says. You don't know you're in Zainikim, you're out. The second thing he says is time rabanami kol hadamilso. Ulai koshlei nas nadaito lesafran milikin like pidaf mergishik tas levik nafsho. Maybe it was argosha b'lava daito. Since she doesn't think she's in Zainikim, she says that. There was argosha, she didn't pay attention to it. If she'd been in Zainikim, she would have paid attention to it. Two reasons why she's out. Now, the Lechem HaSimlo, some of the Ilum was Ma'ur, the Lechem HaSimlo asks, he says, we find that by a shoito. We'll get it up to it, Be'ez Hashem, very soon. That a Chareshes and a Shoita, we get other people to be Baidik them and they're okay to go. How do they have Zainikim? Maybe she was Argus of Alavadaita. And she hasn't the slightest idea whether or not she's in her Zainikim. She's a Shoita. She knows that she's in her Zainikim. She doesn't know. We see that she doesn't have to know, and even without that, it's okay. The Meila, he says that we don't have to reckon with no chash of Hesek Hadas. Now, the Sidratari, the Chokhmah Sodom, they pass them like the Mil Tzedakah, but most Poiskim say that even those that are Machmer, there's two things really. First of all, let's say you hold Hesek Hadas is a problem, like this Mil Tzedakah. Is it Tzayser just the day that she was Mitzayach Das? Or is it Tzayser all the Zayinikim? Not only that, how much of a time do you have to be Tzayser? Let's say a woman was Mitzayach Das for 10 minutes. She thought for 10 minutes that she's out. She saw the Bedika, she's like, wow, it's bright red. Quickly her husband runs to the, she's like, I'm out, forget it. Her husband says, no, give it to me. Runs to the right, runs to the red? That's not red. No problem. Good to go. So for 10 minutes she was Mitzayach Das. She thought it was that. Is that enough of a time to be Mitzayach Das or not? So lechur bepashtis, both of these shaylas of, first of all, is it tzayser one day or all 7 days? Second of all, do you have to be mitzayach das for 10 minutes or for a whole day? What's this lechur is only in the two timeim that the meal tzedakah gives bepashtis. If the reason is because she wasn't counting the day, so just that day should go. Why should it be tzayser all zaynikim? Not only that, rudaf kavi if she was mitzayach das for the entire 24 hours, for as long as she had part of the day. Then lechur she wasn't mitzayach das. She counted that day. Masha inkin if the chash is that maybe argish of lavadaito, and she maybe really saw. So even if she saw for 1 second, she's going to be out. She's not going to be just tzayser that day. She's going to tzayser all the days because she saw. And not only that, it's 15 minutes because maybe argish of lavadaito. You have to be chayshish. You could say we're not chayshish for argish of lavadaito every 15 minutes. Only after a day will be chayshish. Lamaisa many poiskim are only machmir lamaisa if she was mitzayach das for an entire day. That she should be tzayser. And Reb Berkowitz goes that in a chanami lechatchila or machmer, not more than if she was unless dafka if she was mitzayach das for an entire day. But b'shas atzchak or mekel kimdumani, I think that most places can go like that. B'shas atzchak, not even not b'shas atzchak. That lemaisa hesach hadas is not tzayser. Maisa hesach hadas is not tzayser. Now where is the case of hesach hadas, which is where it's possible. First of all, what is Hesach Hadas? Just to clarify, Hesach Hadas is the yisurid for Kol HaTorah Kulo. And a lot of things, Hesach Hadas by Tzvilin and by Tzuda and you know, making new bracha. And Hesach Hadas does not mean that she wasn't thinking about the Zayinikim. The halacha is in the middle of Davin, in the middle of your Tzuda, if you're Mitzayach Das from your Tzuda and you want to eat again, you have to make a new bracha. However, the halacha is that if you Davin in the middle of your Tzuda, then you let it go back afterwards and continue to do that a bracha. Aye, during the first bracha Shmei Nesrei, if you weren't thinking about the first bracha, then you weren't mekayim your Shmei Nesrei. You're not allowed to be thinking about your suda in the middle of your Shmei Nesrei. Answer is that that's not what Hesach Hadas means. Hesach Hadas means a das lehedya that I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not continuing my suda. When I'm thinking about something else, it's not a das pakert, it's just that I'm not thinking about my suda. Memela, kalas roish with tefillin is something which is fakert from the COVID rate, which is required. That's Hesach Hadas. The fact that you're not thinking about the tefillin the entire time during Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to think about the tefillin the entire time. You can't do something which is a spira, which is Hesach Hadas. That's Batsim, not to be Mitzayach Das from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is also what it means. Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid is a Maila Gedela Shel Tzadikim. But not to be Mitzayach Das means that even if you're not thinking about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're not doing something the Cholapachas, which is the spirit of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We'll get to that maybe soon. After Siftes Beis Hashem. But that's what Hesach Hadas means. Now what's the case of Hesach Hadas? When is a woman ever Mitzayach Das that it ever comes up? She thought that the Bedikah was no good. But if they showed the Bedikah to the Rav, that means she didn't have Hesach Hadas. So they talk about it. Remember in Lakewood, the case was if a woman threw out a Bedikah and somebody, so she was sure. She threw it in the garbage, she was sure that she's finished. The husband sees the Bedikah and says, what are you talking about? Maybe I can bring it to the Rav. Bring it to the Rav, it's okay. Then you're Mitzayach Das. It doesn't have to be so drastic. I've encountered many, many cases of Hesach Hadas over the years. Many cases. The standard case of Hesach Hadas is a woman does a bedikah, she gets a good Hesach Tarah. Day one, she does a bedikah, it comes out no good. Full of blood, she tries another Hesach Tarah, no good. Seder, I'll wait till tomorrow, she tries again the next day, and also comes out with a little bit of dam. She's ready 2 days, she doesn't know what to do. She tries the third day, she tries, and again, a little bit of dam. Her, the Rav says, listen here, it's obviously it's a Pesach. She thinks now she's supposed to be starting doing Hesek Tara. She gave up on day one and day two already twice. Already 2 days ago she gave up. She goes to the Bodek and the Bodek says, yeah, you absolutely have a Pesach. Where is this lady holding? Is she holding on day one? Is she holding on day two? She has Desik Tara, and she, where is she holding? So the halacha is, in such a case, she wasn't Mesiach Das Lecho. This could happen also in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim. She got a good day one, she got a good day two, and then happened on day three, day four. So she thought she's out, she's starting again. And then she finds out 3 days later that she's really okay. She was Mesiach Das totally for 2 days. In such a case, in Hanami, that would be L'chor, a case of Hesra Das. She totally thought she was out. Nevertheless, the Pashtus, the Pais Kamar Mekel. I actually had an interesting case, I think I mentioned this last time, of somebody that did a Vedika, a Hefsek Tara, and it came out no good. Well, they thought it was no good. It was by day four, they brought in a Vedika, and it was an interesting color. I said it was alright. So this color is alright. I have a Vedika by my Shver's house. I was by him for Shabbos. He did a Hefsek Tara, and it came out this color. It fell behind the dresser. I wasn't going to move anything because I thought it was no good. But now you tell me it's good. I'm going to go back and get my Hefsek Tara from an extra day. Does that work? Well, first you'd have to find it to make sure it's alright. But now it's Eitzer and Vodek. You don't have a Raya maybe. Now you don't have a Raya. But there are cases. That's the standard case of Mesiach Das, someone that has a Pesach. She thinks she's out. That would be the case of Hesach Hadas. Some people say, no, you know, Pesach is 24 hours. Whole 24 hours. Sif Dalet. B'chol Yom Yizayin Meis Riyat Rich Liyash B'dekas Lechatchilo Pamayim B'chol Yom. She has to be B'edek twice a day Lechatchilo. Now, interestingly enough, even though Rav Rishonim said, seems to be saying that all you need is one bedika, since the Sefer HaTrumah says that you need two bedikas, basically it brings out another few other Rishonim also that hold that way. Lechatchila, you should do two bedikas a day, even though, where do we learn it from? From Taris. Even though by it's not exactly like Taris. Taris were always usually more machmer. You need bedika lebaila for bedika for Taris, you don't need bedika lebaila. Nevertheless, we learn, the Bach says, the same way that by Tyrus, when you're Becheskas Tyra, you need two Bedikas, the Cholapach is the Baila, when you're Becheskas Tumah, you'll need two Bedikas a day. It's not exactly Dayme, because the two Bedikas that we have by Tyrus, one is during the day, and one is during the night. One is during the day to matter everything for the night, one's the night to matter everything for the day. Here we're doing two during the day. What's the time to do two during the day? Not exactly clear. Obviously, we're doing one earlier in the day, so it should be for the night. But that's a chiddush that it's not lamaisa day with the tyrants, and nevertheless there is a din to do two a day. What happens if a woman cannot do twice a day? Is it better to do? It says lechatchila pamayim b'chol yom, im loy vodka b'chol shvul pamachas, then you're good to go. What happens if a woman can't do two bedikas a day? Is it better to do two bedikas on day one and day seven, or one bedika on every day? Which is better? The lechur of the pashas heard from Berkowitz. He said to do one a day is better. I think Levushi Oyes Takis is not that way, but what it says that pashas is that one a day is better, and the reason is because that's the ikur d'dino. First of all, Rav Rishonim holds that you don't need to do two a day, but Rav Rishonim, except for the Baal Mar, all hold that you have to do every single solitary day. So it makes much more sense to be Mekayim, the Iker Dedina of doing a Bedika every day, than to do two, even though what's only Ma'akiv is one and seven, so you should think, at least on those days, you should do it in the best Eifin. But since Lechatchila, one should be doing on the seventh day, and Rav Rishonim holds that you don't have to do two Bedikas a day, then Bepashas, you do one Bedika a day for all 7 days. Now, if a woman's doing one Bedika, when she should do that Bedika? The Shevelim and Zon, you should do the Bedika earlier in the day, as opposed to later in the day. The inin of Bein HaShemashis is by Hefsek Tara to make sure the whole day is clean. Yom HaVest also is better to do it close to the Bein HaShemashis, the day is clean. But else the Sviro could be that the earlier the better, to be safe for the day. Some say it doesn't make a difference. It's only Sha'alav Lechatchila, certainly with the Eved, it does not make a Nafkamino. As long as you did it before Shkia Sachama. Now, what's considered a Bidi Eved? That you should only do two bedikas. B'di'eved, im lo yivodka el yom echad rishon v'shvi, you're okay. That's b'di'eved. Certain case of lechatchila also b'di'eved. So Pishchei Teshuva brings down that somebody that has ke'ev, certainly if a woman has a petza, even a ke'ev, says in Eid Behuda, you should do bedika one on day one and one on day seven and not do any more. She should do maybe a kinuach, he says, external kinuach if it doesn't hurt her. Because my neighbor, they say, since a woman is wearing underwear, then she has an external kinuach at all times, then she would not have to do an external kinuach, just one, and seven would be enough. Now, well, let's say it hurts her to do even one and seven. What is she supposed to do? Or in general, a woman that has difficulty doing bedikas, is there any way to put anything on herself or on the bedikah cloth to make it easier for her to do a bedikah? So the Shevet Levi brings down, the Marsham talks about this. He says that you could wet the bedikah a little bit. You're supposed to squeeze it out. Shouldn't be tefeach havanas latviach. It could be wet enough. Wet it, squeeze it out. Shouldn't be tefeach havanas latviach. And then you'd be allowed to do bedikah with it. Careful on Shabbos. But he adds, says the Shevet Levi, you could put on a little bit, mamash, a little bit of Vaseline on herself, an hour or two before the bedikah. She shouldn't put it onto the bedikah cloth. However, she could put it onto herself. Now, I think most Paiskim are not that machmer. They say that if a woman needs to put on some sort of lubricant, then she should put it on herself. It's better not to put it on the bedikah cloth. There are some Paiskim that say it's okay. Most Paiskim, I think, say that Chatchila one should not put on the lubricant or the Vaseline or the baby oil onto the bedikah cloth because it makes it not as absorbent. It's better to put it onto herself 15 minutes beforehand, put it in 15 minutes beforehand, it'll mix around a little bit, and then she could do a bedikah. It usually should make it much easier. We'll see in a minute exactly how to do a bedikah, and if you know how to do a bedikah, if a woman knows how to do a bedikah properly, also she'll save herself a lot of trouble. What's that? Anything? What do you mean? You want to do something, a lubricant which is clear, as opposed to, if you can use Vaseline, you should use clear Vaseline, as opposed to olive oil. Maybe something which is clear is maybe better. Baby oil you could use. Baby oil is, in general, baby oil helps out clean up the same. The Mechaber continues and he says, he first brings down the Shita that says, that as long as you b'di'evet, as long as you did one bidika any time, like Rav, either on the first day, or on the seventh day, or in the middle, you're okay. Then he brings down a yeshi soysim like that. Then he brings down yeshi oimrim shatzarach shativit b'yam rishon mi'ashiva b'yam ha'shvi. Maybe you have to repass like Rebbe Chanina, you have to do bidika b'yam rishon shvi ve'ein l'hakol. Even though the stam general rule is stam b'yashim repass like the stam, but not if the mechaber tells you how to paskin, and he tells you over here ein l'hakol, you need to do a rishon and a shvi. Now it's a little bit of a chiddush, like the Gedei Leichrinim point out, some Sefik in the Mani, Aruch HaShulchan, that the Beis Yosef says, Rav Rishonim holds that we pass in like Rav, Vivada. The Sefer HaTrumah and the Smag are Mestapik, maybe pass in like Rav Chanino. Ein Sveikon Shel HaSmag VaSefer HaTrumah Maitim Midei Vadoim Shel Rav Rishonim. It's a Sofik and it's mute. What's the episode that we go like that? Interesting that the Beis Yosef was Machmer. Even though Lamaisi, if you look at the Beis Yosef, he says, Ein Lahalka V'Sofik Yitzur Karis. That's also a chiddush. What's a safek isser karis over here? Generally, it's not a safek isser karis. Generally, 98% of the time, when a woman is counting zayin akim, she's not a zava. We're machmer al sub zero. If etzem after 7 days she's already finished, she's got to go to the mikvah. She has after tarish. She's okay. We're machmer. There are cases where she could be a zava gedera. Not only that, who told you that Reb Chanina needs two bedikos midaraisa? Who, the Tosfos Rashi learns that Reb Chanina is machmer midarabanan. But etzem she has a cheskes tara after one bedika. During Zainakim. It's a chomer that she needs too. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef understood it as a chomer of a daraisa, and therefore, ein lahakol, ein lahakol. What happens if she taket did not do two bedikas? What's the story? So we saw the Pesach Shuvah brings down with the Chassam Sofer that if it was already lantum baila, she did one bedika either on day one or day seven, then we're not going to send her back. Which means without lantum baila, then we're going to send her back. That means if she counted all 7 days, she came back from the mikvah, and she's like, oh Shrek, I forgot day one. She's in real trouble. She start again. According to this, she would have to start. According to the Sam Sefer, she start again. And that's what the Shevet Levi says. Ein lahakol b'chlal, if it's not lantzim baila. The Sam Sefer goes even weiter and he says, even in lantzim baila, if you did a bedikah only in the middle of Zainakim, then we're going to send you back. Why? Because you lost half of your Rishonim, a couple of your Rishonim. Even from the Rishonim, they're passing like Rav. The Balamor, the Ra'ah, they pass like Rav, you only need one bedikah, but they hold the bedikah stem, so it doesn't work. So a lot of the Rishonim that we've been saying for Rav, you just lost them when you did bedikahs in the middle. The Meili says, if you need one, Sambayla will send you back. Now, Kimdumani, most Paiskim do not go like this halacha l'maisa, and if they did a bedika, you would be allowed to be semach on Rav if it's lantam baila. If it's not lantam baila, tasa shelas chacham. Certainly not to ask him these type of questions by yourself. Anytime that a woman did not do bedikas on the day that she should have, first of all, if she did a bedika on day one, and then she did a bedika on day, as it came to day seven, she forgot. It's now 10 minutes after Shkia, it's been a smashes. Do bedika right then. Don't ask, do bedika first, and then ask. Do first a bedika, and then ask afterwards. Ben Hashmash is a Sfek Sveika. First of all, maybe it's still day. Befrat, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it could be that it's for sure day. But even that, maybe it's day, and even if it's not day, maybe all you need is one bedika, like Rav. One bedika, and it was enough. Do the bedika right away. Woman comes to the mikvah, sometimes that happens. Woman's preparing herself by the mikvah, she gets herself ready, and she realizes afterwards, I didn't do bedika. Do bedika right then. Then call her up and find out what the story is. But don't wait to be mevarit after half an hour, and then you're already holding after tzeitzik achavim. Then it's much more problematic. Now the Pesach Teshuva brings down: does it have to be 1 in 7? So the Dogma Rav says no, it doesn't have to be 1 in 7. 3 in 7 is also good. Why? Because the Sefer Teshuva says you shouldn't have 5 days that you didn't do a bedika. More than 5 days you didn't do bedika. So if you did 1 in 7, so 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 5 days in the bedika, that's okay. More than that, you shouldn't have. The Mela, if you did a hefsek taro, and you did a day 3, and you did day 7, then you also don't have 5 days. You also don't have 5 days that you didn't do a bedika. Now, this does not mean that you could do bedika on day 3 and day 4, and that's it, because you also don't have 5 days you didn't do bedika. You zikr l'chur, according to the Neid Behuda, according to the Sefer Trumi, you need to have a bedika at the beginning, and you need to have a bedika at the end. However, I could use your Hefsek Taro as long as you don't have 5 days afterwards without a bedika. So I have Hefsek Taro, so I have a bedika at the beginning, and I have a bedika at the end. The question is, in the middle, if I didn't do bedika on day 1, am I okay? If you did on day 3, that's alright. The Neid Behuda in Sefer was Chazer, and he says, no, you need a bedika dafk at the beginning, and therefore it's not, 3 and 7 doesn't help. However, he says, 1, 3 and 7, or 1, 3 and even 8, he says, works. Why? Because 1 and 8 doesn't work because you have 5 days without, more than 5 days without a bedika in between. You have 6 days without a bedika in between. If I could bridge that those days, I did 1, and then 2 days later on day 3 I did another one, then day 8 I did another one, then even though in between 1 and 8 I have more than 5 days, but I haven't gone 5 days without a bedika because I had on day 3. This is the reason that many of the Ilm was asking me, why do they tell a woman to do a bedika, a woman that has tzayim, or she's only doing a certain amount of bedikas, they tell her to do 1, 4 and 7, 1, 3 and 7. Why 1, 3 and 7, 1, 4 and 7? Just do 1 and 7. That's the kredim. And it's just because if she forgets, oh, she's preparing herself from day 7, and she finishes, she's like, oh, she didn't do bedika, and it's way after shkia, so she only has the 1. So she's either holding by day 0, she has to start again, or if she had a bedika yom rivi, then at least tomorrow she'll be okay. On day 8, she'll have a 1, a 4, and an 8. She'll be okay. Lamaisa, if a woman has pitzayim and she's only doing bedikas, so there is the shitas chavez das. The chavez das says that a woman that has pitzayim and it's hard for her to do bedikas, as long as she gets one good bedika during Zayin Hakim, she's alright. Sidra Tara, I think Kimdumani goes like this also. Many paiskim go like this. This is a big kula to know, and it certainly it helps out if a woman didn't get a good yom rishon. For example, the case that we talked about beforehand, very, very common. She gets a good hefsek taro. Day 1, it comes out no good. Day 2 comes out no good. She says, what's going on over here? 2 days in a row, I thought I cleaned up. She goes to Badek and she has a petza. So where is she holding? She doesn't have a bedikas yom rishon. The halacha is, a hefsek taro that comes out with dam on it, you can't be toile the dam because she doesn't know that she's muksek petaro. A bedikas yom rishon also, if she only has one bedika and the dam came out with no good, we don't know for sure that she has a good bedika. So pasha, it doesn't count. She's without a bedika for yom rishon. However, according to the Chavas Das, as long as she has one bedika during Zayin Hakim, if she knows that she has a petza, she went to Bodeket, and she has a petza, makar, which is Maitzi Adam, then even if she doesn't have a Yom Rishon, according to the Chavas Das, she would be okay. She should try to get a Yom HaShvi. However, we'll see exactly how to get the Yom HaShvi if she knows that she has a petza. We'll get to that in a minute, Bezer Hashem.
So only do a Yom
HaShvi? So only do a Yom HaShvi? No. She should try to do two. In the case, we'll tell her how to do a bedika depending on where the. Usually, when she goes to Bodeket, the Bodeket will do. Anytime that she goes to Bodeket, the Bodeket should do a bedika for her. She can see exactly where the Pesa is and take an applicator and bypass the Pesa and do a bedika herself, like this long applicator Q-tip. Sometimes you can even do it with a bedika cloth, they're able to do it. They're able to cover over the Pesa and do a bedika with the bedika cloth for the lady. She could do it. What? He's relying on the mechaber. Ein lahakol means in a case where it's not shayach. But if you have a where it's shayach. But if you have a pet, it's not shayach. So therefore, we're go. Yeah, she has to get one day. The question is, do we have to? Is that already considered b'diavad? In lahakol, are we going to be matzir in such a case, or is relying on the shittas of the Rav? Of Rav, the first shittas, the stam of the. Of the mechaber. What's that? According to Chavos Das, even one day in the middle would be okay. Not all Paiskim go to Chavos Das. I know definitely Paiskim do go to Chavos Das. I know of a couple. Obviously, ask in a case where this is the situation. Agav, that Hefsek Tara that we mentioned that you're not allowed to be Tehillah, that any Bedika. What's the reason you're not allowed to be Tehillah Hefsek? Because you don't know for sure that she stopped. You're right, I know that she has a makor which is Maiti Dam, but can I say for sure that the Dam that's on this Pesah, that's on this Bedika cloth, came from there? I'm allowed to be Tehillah, but I can't say for sure that's where it's from, so maybe it really came from her, and therefore it's not a good Hefsek Tara. However, as I've heard and as I've seen, there are cases where they are Tehillah by Hefsek Tara. If a woman does a Bedika and the Hafrasha comes out clean, on the side of the Bedika cloth, not mixed in together with Afrasha, is Dam, then there'll be Mekel, even on Hefsek Tara, because she does have a good Bedika. She has a Bedika which shows that she's clean, and on the side, there is Dam, even though it's Hefsek Tara, but it's clear that the Dam is not a Chelik of the Bedika, and therefore, even on Hefsek Tara, Paiskim are Mekel. Now, what happens if a woman does a Bedika and Zainakim, she finishes Zainakim, she's supposed to be Bredik every single day. She finishes Zainakim, she doesn't go to the mikveh for whatever reason, she's waiting until her husband comes back in from out of town. Does she have to do Bedikas? The Pasha says she does not have to do Bedikas. For some reason, I saw the Shevi Levi says it's a Itza Teva to do it. However, I do not think that that's the minhag. Generally, they put on, as soon as you finish Zainakim with Shkia, you put on Tivainim, and you don't do any more Bedikas. Only by Kavuli Inase, by Akala, they do Bedikas because as you get closer, there's more of a chash to see. But a regular woman does not do bedikas generally after she finishes with Zainakim. The Ramah over here says, what does he mean? You're doing the bedika la'araner? You're doing bedika at night? The shtikl mashmoy is over here that bedikas la'ara helps. For some reason, the person didn't really talk about it. The Machab of the Ramah didn't talk about bedikas la'ara. The Yisr brought it down from the Ogre that it doesn't help. It sort of sounds from here that it does help. Most Paiskim nem on that a Bedikas Laila is not considered a Bedika. There's a Psiska Chuvah here that from the brings down the Nedir Hu that's be Mekel B'Shasat Chak. And there are certain scenarios where they would be Mekel B'Shasat Chak. Generally, it's not regular scenarios. It's scenarios of people Balei Chuvah they didn't know. They did Bedikas by Tzitzit Kechovim, Mukadema. These things, then we have ways to be Mekel and B'Shasat Chak. Another B'Shasat Chak is, I didn't mention, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he understands that the two bedikas that it says that you have to do is takanat 1 and 7. It's any 2 days that she does, two bedikas. He got it. If you look at him, it sounds like he make her din is mitzadid. Aruch HaShulchan, he make her din is mitzadid, that we go like Rav. It's matmiah. This is like chatchila, certainly we have to go like the Shulchan Aruch. But he understood that way. Certainly, any case that a woman has, that she doesn't have bedikas on the days that she needs, don't give up. Don't give up. Call a Rav and ask what to do. There are ways to get out of it. Certainly to be semich on a shlishi and a shvi, for sure. We have a dogum revolver to be semich on, or a chashochan to be semich on. There's a lot to be semich on. Therefore, in any of these cases, one certainly should not give up. The last halach over here is sfiru bepeh. The pesach shiva brings down from the shloah kaddish. There's an in to be sefer hayoyim yoyim rishonly yimei libuni lamaisa roiv achreinim say not that way. Even though they teach kallahs that they should know where they're holding, they should try to know where they're holding, but there's no din to be sefer bepeh. Sif hey is a woman badka atzma v'yem shepaskim ileris matza tmeo badka lachar shesh yim matza tahiro harez b'cheskes tmeo ad shetivtik b'tarish lenim seferes shetivtik in paskim v'az meni lemachrasi. If a woman does a bedikah and finds out tamei, or she doesn't do bedikah at all, and then a few days later she finds herself to be tar, then we're presumed that she's b'cheskes tuma until we know for sure not that way. Now, a shayla with regard to this Hefsek Tara, does a woman always have to check? For example, let's say a woman does Hefsek Tara 15 minutes before Shkia, and she has a shayla, but she gets a Hefsek Tara, she doesn't know what to do. She's not going to be able to get the rub within 15 minutes. She wants to do another one. But if she does another one, it might come out bad, and the first one might be good. So there are places that say there's not a problem, do a hefsek tara, don't look at it, put it into an envelope. Afterwards, bring it to the first one to the rub. If the first one is good, take the envelope and dump it in the garbage can. Put it into, flush it down the toilet. Not with the envelope, I don't know. But throw it into the green dumpster. Without looking. Batsam, you don't have to be chayshish. It's a suffix argosha, but there's no, if the first one is good, she's b'chaskas tara. B'chal, what's the reason to be chayshish? If the first one is not good, open up the envelope. The shaila, does this also work during Zayin Akim? For example, a woman, she does a bedikah, and as she's inside, she's like, ouch, that hurts. She's scared that maybe she has a petah. Can she just not look at the bedikah? Take the bedikah and deposit it in the garbage can. Or here, it's already in the middle of Zayin Akim, you're mechuyev to mevar, if you could mevar. Even though we don't tell you that you have to look at the kinuach, there's a lot of reasons not to look at kinuach, but it could be from other things, and it could be from Meir HaGlam, it could be from the back, it could be from mechul. But here, you have mevar, you have a bedikah, you have a chiv mevar. It's not clear. I didn't see placement to talk about it. In such a case, they should ask a shayla. Taka, don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't ask a shayla. They have to look at it because if you have a reya selafanecho, then maybe it's from a petza, then mehechatesi, you have to be choshish that she's seeing dam. Maybe she has no chiv to look in such a case. Sif vav. Kol b'dikas elo bein hefzik tarabin b'dikas kol shivat shichlias b'beged pishtin lovan yoshin or b'temer gefen or b'temer lovan. Being boidig with Temer Geffen cotton. Can you take a piece of cotton if you're stuck and be boidig with it? So, the Shevet Levi says that it's not such a great idea. There's a lot of different things inside of our cotton. It's not exactly the best idea to use it. Bechlal, pieces could get stuck inside. It could come apart. It's made up of a lot of different pieces. It could be that it's not the best idea. It could hurt her, even if it's very soft, but it's made up of a lot of pieces that can come apart, the chulon gets stuck in places. It's not the best idea. The best idea would be to use a bedikah cloth like they have. They have different types of bedikah cloths. Some are softer, some are harder. They have some for women that are very sensitive, that is like a finger puppet. It goes mamash right on the finger. It's easy to maneuver. That a lot of people like. Some of the ones that are like are very stretchy material, they're very soft. They're gishmak for women, but the paisim don't really like them so much because they don't. It's very hard to look at it. However, a woman has to be careful not to use them, which is hard because besides the fact that she might hurt herself, if she's scared that she's going to hurt herself, she's also not going to do a good bedika, which is the reason why you're not supposed to use something which is hard. Mamela, a woman should use something which is not going to hurt her. If she's stuck without a bedika cloth, then she could use a little bit of. She could use it as an undershirt, or could she use a underwear? Either way, any of these, anything which is white, the thinner the better, and it's cotton, it should be clean. She should check it first if it's underwear. You should always check bedikah cloths also, but the bechaskas usually that they're okay. However, certainly if she's using something which was washed and was worn and washed, she should check it first to make sure that it's clean. Now, how does a woman do a bedikah? So the mechaber says over here she should do an makom shashamish dosh. But if it's very hard, then only on the first day, since it's a hard bedika, then only ma'ichtochok in your mission. We also saw the Beis Yosef was ma'arich that it's very hard to do ad mokum shishamash dash. It's actually basically impossible to do it. And if you're going to try to do it, then you're going to hurt yourself. And the Bach that says that there's a way to do it by stuffing up the entire thing with ma'ichin, so the Sidra Tara, don't try to do that because you're going to hurt yourself. Somebody asked me last month, almost a year ago, he was learning these halachos, he sits down next to me, says, I don't understand, maybe you could use the back of a toothbrush or something, put in on it. No, that's exactly what the person was trying to tell you. That's something which is going to hurt you, and you have to be careful. But Meila, it's not exactly clear what does the Mechaber mean to say that you have to do Ad Makom Shashamash Dash. You can't do Ad Makom Shashamash Dash. What do you want it to do? And that's really Lechur, where the Ramah is coming from, to say Ad Makom Shashamash Dash, and that's how the price can go. You do as much as you possibly could do. And after that, Leinit Natar Lemalach Yasharis. The Eifrin of Bedika that she should be able to get in as far, says the Chassam Sofer in the Zagoyis here in the Shulchan Aruch, is that she should pick up her leg onto a chair, onto a bathtub, something. That way it's easier to access and easier to go inside. Now a woman should realize when she goes inside that if she goes straight inside, she's going to bang into her cervix, which comes down in the middle. The cervix is not a little bit sensitive. It's not very sensitive. It's extremely sensitive. And Mimelo, she should really try not to touch the cervix at all. She should try to go around it. So she should come in against one of the sides, go slowly, go in all the way around it, around the cervix, do a bedika and come out. Exactly how to do a bedika we'll talk about in a second. But try not to, if she could take an extra 5 seconds when she's doing bedika, she'll save herself a lot of heartache. Because if you're going fast and go around, then you bang into things that you shouldn't, and it's hard, and you cause yourself pitzaim. That's not the best eitzah. Mamela, the best eitzah is to go in on the side and go around. Now, how do you do a bidika? The halacha is you have to get all chernus stuck in. So there is one of the preiskeis manenu that says that if you have to get all chernus stuck in, so you go inside and you twirl your finger all around. He actually says you should touch the cervix. Twirl your finger all around. Move down your finger. Maish, I'm moving down my finger about a centimeter. Move down, go around, go down another half a centimeter, go around, and come out. 3 or 4 times. That way you get all the chernus ducking. The preskis manenu were not makavalim. That's not how we do it. That's not how we do it, and you shouldn't touch the cervix. She really says, don't do, bypass the cervix going around. You're trying to do the chernus ducking, not trying to touch the cervix, it comes down in the middle. How, yes, to do it? Some preskis say it's kedai to twirl as you're going in, and go around when you're in, and come out. Some say twirl in, go around and then twirl out. I think many people learned, and this is how a number, I think in America, how most people are taught, and even in place in Eretz Yisrael, I think Moshe Brandstuffer goes this way, Moshe Halberstam says this way, you go in, turn around, and come out. That's the bedika. And that's how most of the times we do it. No twirling in, no twirling out. Obviously, do what your Rav says. Some people say that you should twirl on the way in. At least it's most of the chernus ducking you get with the tip of your finger. So it's kedai to twirl either in or out. However, if she was taught to go in, turn around and come out, matevu manaim. But try to bypass the cervix and not hit into it. Now, what happens if shiitake has a pesa on the cervix? Then many paisim say, then only do bedika up until your second knuckle. That way, you won't hit into the cervix. You won't get any. You won't get into issues. That turns into ad makom shiyad my gas. That's as much as you could do. And mamela, a woman that can't do, she tries doing bidika and it's stuck. It doesn't go in any further. What is she supposed to do? She only got him to her second knuckle. She only got to her first knuckle. She tried to do chernus ducking. She doesn't know if she got all the chernus ducking. What's the halacha b'di'evin? If she tried to do as much as she could, then that's be'etam ad makom shiyad my gas. We see from a besula that even if she went in just to the first knuckle, that's enough. If she didn't get any chernus ducking, that's the price. Some price can mar machlin. They say even a besula gets chernus ducking of what she could. The sidur teres mitzadeh that even without chernus ducking, it's not. It's okay. Lamaisa b'di'evin. So one should always ask a shayla, even if they went in a little bit. It could very well be b'pashtis. As long as she went in as much as she could go in, then the bedika is a good bedika. She has a suffix that maybe she ritaka didn't really do a bedika. She certainly should ask a question. If she could go in further and she didn't, I don't know the answer to that question. Is that lechur be'etzem? It's not makam midaraisa, but there's certainly a lechatchila. How do we reckon that? That should be S. Certainly, if a woman did a bedikah without chernus dukken, also if she could have done chernus dukken and didn't do it with the chernus dukken, even though there's an eid yehudi and it's mitzadeh, that's okay. The pesukim don't really go like that. If it's a shas tzadchak. If she could do chernus ducking and she didn't, it's not pashut at all. And she should ask a shayla about that also. You can give Clara, and it depends on exactly what she did with chulu, and if she has other bedikas with chulu, it depends on the scenario, therefore she should be asked. Sif Zayin, Hasuma Bedekas Asma Mar Lechaverto. She's allowed to, she's samech on somebody else, and not only that, the other way around also helps. A husband's allowed to be samech on his wife. Let's say somebody's about tshuva and his wife wasn't chayz b'tshuva yet. Can he be samech on his wife that she's going to do the bedikas? And she's going to do everything that she's supposed to do? So if he believes her, if she's nemenes etzlei, then you're allowed to be samech even though she was not chayz b'tshuva. Sif ches, hachresh shashemaz. He talks about over here, you have to get other people in a shayta. Cheresh, shayta, have to get other people to connect, to be buried with them. The Chedush Yad Shem brings down the Mishnayos from Kiva Eger that declares, that asks, how come it doesn't say that a katana has to? Always, Cheresh, Shatavi, Katan goes together. A katana also, the Cheresh, she has no nemanis. She should have to get somebody else to be Vaidikar. Tzarechin, Yiblaiv Tzarechin. Sif Tet, Aisha Shemar, Belivdoik, Bimbi Meisir Ros, Bimbi Yom Shalei Ros, Ben, Reza Meshubachas, Alpishir Saves Kabua, we already saw this, Lohan Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, that Lamaisa, we do not do this, certainly not Pishat Tashmish, we don't do it, and even not Bizmanenu, we don't do it, and because women are very sensitive. Not only that, says the Shevet Levi, she does not even have to check even during Zainikim, she doesn't have to check her kinuach, even though lechura there's no chash over there. We should have a kol amar belivdoik. Nevertheless, there's many reasons why she shouldn't, besides that the tzivayim, besides that the color of the toilet paper and b'chulu, everything else, and she could also have hemorrhoids and other reasons why she might see dam that doesn't come from the makar, there's no reason to check.